This Augusta Golf Show podcast is brought to you by Gerald Jones Audi. Inspire design, where emotion takes shape. 4022 Washington Road in Martinez.
Here at Audi, we have some good news to share with the world. Unfortunately, our good news is bad news for our competition. So to soften the blow, we brought in the very best at delivering bad news. Someone's mom.
The Audi A4 is the biggest, fastest, most fuel-efficient car in its class. Oh, honey, I know it's hard to hear, but it'll be okay.
I'm David Jones, inviting you to test drive an impressive new Audi A4 Premium today at Gerald Jones Audi, 4022 Washington Road in Martinez, or visit us on the web at GeraldJonesAudi.com. Audi. Truth in engineering.
Lauren Rubenstein is the longtime golf journalist and columnist in Canada. Now, his latest book, published back in 2012, is Mo and Me, Encounters with Mo Norman, Golf's Mysterious Genius. It is a pleasure to welcome Lauren back to the Augusta Golf Show. Hello, Lauren.
Hello, John. How are you doing?
You know, I'm great. How have you been?
I've been fine. Yeah, been fine. It's a big week up here with the Canadian Open, of course, so looking forward to that and watching the Open Championship last week from St. Andrews. I can't get away from my television. I need to get out and get some exercise.
I understand. You know, I grew up a huge Jack Nicklaus fan. Jack never won the Canadian Open, runner-up like seven times. Canada's national championship, is it still a huge tournament, or are there some issues?
There are definitely some issues, but it's still very big in Canada. Of that, there's no doubt. There's issues around the date, and there have been issues with attendance in various places, and it looks like the tournament might return permanently or all but permanently to Glen Abbey, where it's been held so often since the mid-70s. But, yeah, there are issues. It used to be really just behind the majors on the PGA Tour, but I'm going back a long ways for that now. Unfortunately, it's really become, despite the fact it's a national championship, and some players realize that and acknowledge it and play in it for that reason. It's probably a fourth tier event on the PGA Tour. That's just the way it is. The Canadians, it's obviously really important. Mike Weir always called it his fifth major, and that's true for the regulars on the PGA Tour. It certainly is.
It just might be the toughest slot in the schedule. It's one thing to come a week after a major. It's another thing to come a week after the Open Championship. I know that Brandt Snedeker pulled out due to injury. Has there ever been talk recently about trying to get the date changed?
They've fiddled and they've tried. You know, they did change it from, it was in early September until a few years ago when they moved into this slot, and then they could be part of, you know, kind of was more important to be part of the whole FedEx thing. So that's good, because this is one of the tournaments that counts for FedEx points. But, you know, it's tough. Every tournament deals with these kinds of scheduling problems, and the Canadian Open is right at the top of the list with the issues. And next year, it's going to be even worse, because with the Olympics and moving around to the PGA Championship, next year is going to be right between the Open, the British, and the PGA. So it's really going to be in a tough lot next year. But, you know, there's so many good players out there. People in the know, they realize that not everybody can play. And the field, RBC, the sponsor, has his team RBC, and they have a lot of players in that group, so they get a pretty good field because of that. You know, Jason Day, Luke Donald are in that team RBC. Ernie Els is still a draw, and he plays. So, it's hard to know what would happen if RBC weren't involved with it to the degree that they are. But right now, it's actually a pretty good field. Bubba's here. He married a girl from Toronto, from the Toronto area, so he's up here. And the weather looks great. Glen Abbey's apparently playing hard and fast, so it should be a pretty good week.
You know, you mentioned it was at Glen Abbey 4 years back this year. Mm-hmm. Is this the best venue for the event?
I personally think it is. It's funny, I was just writing a column about that and finished it 20 minutes before our chat. But I think that it is for a number of reasons. One, it's in the greater Toronto area, so it just has millions and millions of people to draw from. Jack Nicklaus designed it to be a challenge for the players, as well as being, it was really the first course that he designed to be spectator-friendly. Muirfield Village, a lot of people don't realize, came pretty soon after. Other cities around Canada just don't get the support. The RCJ, or Golf Canada as it's called now, lost nearly $1 million last year when it was held at the Royal Montreal Golf Club, where it's been held many times in the past. Nobody's really certain of the reasons there, but that happened, and they just can't afford to lose that kind of money. And the sponsor itself, RBC, wants to be in a major metropolitan market, which basically in Canada means Montreal, Toronto, Calgary, or Vancouver. There's no real golf courses in Calgary that can handle it. Montreal proved a bust last year. And Vancouver, I was at the tournament there at Shaughnessy in 2011, and the crowds weren't really good there either. So everybody is really skittish about moving it out of Toronto, the Toronto area. And at least they do have Glen Abbey, a golf course that Nicklaus designed for the tournament. And I think it's held up pretty well over the years. So long-winded answer to your question, I think given all of the circumstances, financial, scheduling, getting people involved, spectators, I think it is the best venue.
Members would be okay if it were there every year?
Yeah, they would be. Well, it's essentially a public golf course.
Oh, okay.
It's owned by it's by ClubLink,
okay.
And so you know, that's not really a big issue. ClubLink the guy who runs it, Ray Sahi, has already said that he would, if it did become the permanent or all but permanent home again of the Canadian Open, he would look to Nicklaus maybe to come in and have a look at it and see if it needs any upgrading or updating or whatever. So yeah, I think people are okay with it. I think people across Canada would understandably scream, and they have. I mean, every time I write that I think it's the best venue, you know, they think I'm just being, you know, kind of a provincial, you might say, you know, in big bad Toronto, thinking that we're the biggest city in the country and we should have all the major sporting events. But that's not it at all. I mean, it just hasn't. It is a national championship. It would be great if it could move across the country to wonderful courses and be supported by spectators, but it just hasn't worked in the last few years when they've tried that. It was a good experiment, and I think ultimately it hasn't been proven to work.
You mentioned Mike Weir. Mike has stepped away from the game. What's going to happen there?
Well, it's hard to say. You know, I mean, he's really been through a lot in the last few years with injuries and with all kinds of swing changes and trying to find the right approach, working with this teacher and that. Now he's been doing some work with Ledbetter. And I spoke to Ledbetter a couple of weeks ago, and he said, you know, it's definitely a challenge because Mike has gotten himself very confused about the swing, and he's just trying to get him back to where he was swinging before. But, you know, it's like Tiger. Once you've been through a lot of different changes and had injuries, can you swing the way you once did? So there's that, and then there's Mike's personal issues at home, which is really the major reason for his taking this, what he calls indefinite leave, for family reasons, personal reasons. He's been through a divorce, got two, you know, they're right around teenage daughters at home, and he's got custody of them. So he's got a lot going on, and he just needs this time away from the game, really, to settle things down and regroup. And I'm glad he made the decision. It would have been tough for him to play the Canadian Open this week because everybody still loves him in Canada. He'd still get the biggest crowd, notwithstanding, you know, other players like Graham DeLatte, David Hearn, Adam Hadwin, all, you know, Nick Taylor, PGA Tour players who are Canadian. He's still the most popular player around, and he'll be missed this week, but he's doing the right thing, I believe.
Would you be surprised if we didn't see him again?
He's 45 years old, same age as Mickelson. I would be surprised if we don't see him again. I think that I know that he's applying for some exemptions, like medical and personal leave exemptions from the tour. If he gets those, and I believe he will, he'll be able to cobble together a schedule next year with past champion status, with those exemptions, with a few sponsors exemptions. And obviously he gets into the Masters as a former champion. The Canadian Open would always give him an exemption. So he should be able to get 14, 15 tournaments next year. I would be surprised if he didn't give it that one more shot.
Lauren, I always appreciate the time. Stay well and play well. I know you're going to go out and play well.
Okay. Thank you, John. Always nice talking to you. Take care.